The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 2 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Adrian Gartner, and here are today's headlines. Reactions to the healthcare plan, do Quebec Anglos need a new political party, and as the snow goes away, it's pothole season again. Reactions are coming after the unveiling of the government's new healthcare plan, encouraging better working conditions for nurses and a focus on accelerating frontline health services. Similar promises have arisen since the 2018 elections, such as improved at-home care, an end to mandatory overtime for nurses, and more staff health institutions. It is the seventh major health reform that Quebec has provided in the last 25 years. There appears to be some skepticism whether or not things will change this time. Isabeau Delacour gathered reaction for us.
Although Christian Dubé's reform could be seen only for a positive light, responses to it have been mixed. Luc Mathieu, president of the Nurses of Quebec, says that the Nurses Union and its members are happy with the announcement. We feel supported. Well, he will also need our support, but there are plenty of things that we agree with. Mathieu says it's an ambitious plan. He believes the healthcare workers and the government will have to closely collaborate during its progress. Joël Arsenault of the Parti Québécois says that these new rules could have been put in place earlier, as soon as issues started to rise in the health system. We believe that this reform comes too late. The government has had 4 years to react. They have especially neglected the health system, and now they are trying to save what is left to save. Luc Mathieu says that time was needed to construct a well-thought-out plan. Even before the publication of the reform, he says that his union was informed of its advancements. They also had their say when it came to what rules were being put in place. We had wanted to do that for a long time because even before the pandemic, the healthcare situation in Quebec was not the best. Improvements in the healthcare system have been well received and overall. This was Isabeau Delacour for Concordia News.
An organizer from the Conservative Party was arrested last week for making around 50 fake COVID-19 vaccination appointments. As her ideas lean towards conspiracy theories, Sylvie Parody, 54 years old, was trying to slow down the vaccination campaign. She was arrested and searched by the police. She's scheduled to appear in May at the Matton Courthouse, where she is expected to face a mischief charge. Eric Duhaime expressed his displeasure about this arrest, saying she did not play an important role in the association and that her behavior does not reflect the ideas of the party. Today, the Montreal Gazette published an open letter signed by 15 renowned journalists from 15 newsrooms across Quebec, calling out fandom trials as unacceptable. Last week, the existence of such a trial in Quebec was revealed in a judgment by the Court of Appeal. The trial had been kept off the record for discretionary purposes. Quebec media leaders expressed their deep concerns over the consequences of this dangerous precedent. Ivan DeJacqueline joins us live with the details. Ivan, what exactly is concerning about these kinds of trials?
Well, Adrian, we live in a democratic state, and as the Supreme Court of Canada states, court proceedings must be public as a rule, with only the rarest of occasions. With a phantom case, the public has no way to know if justice was served in a fair manner, which undermines public confidence in the judicial system. Retired television news producer Paul Gutz says in 40 years of covering Quebec news, he's never seen anything like this.
You need the media in these trials, and they can't start doing this. We need to be there to observe and to report so that people can find out what's going on. If the people don't know what's going on, they don't know if anything's going wrong.
Ivan, could you tell me why are Quebec journalists speaking about this? Like, what do they hope to achieve?
Well, the media considers that it's their responsibility to accurately report the details of a trial and to bring it to the public, and the phantom trials prevents them from doing so. Lenny Lucci from the Montreal Gazette said they're scared to see this judicial secrecy happen more and more often.
We don't want these exceptions to become the rule. I think right now we're trying to be preventative in letting the judicial system slip too far and not have the kind of transparency that is expected.
A journalist at La Presse who also signed the letter said that what worries him is that proof of one occurrence could mean there was more.
It's the first time it happens in a Quebec court, to our knowledge. You know, this raises the question, if there was one secret trial, where are there others? Because there is no way for us to verify this.
So, did the government address this? What was their response?
Well, the news is still fresh, and we should see more politicians talk about it as this moves forward. But Joël Arsenault expressed this morning his support towards the signatories.
I support them. I think it's important for citizens to know what is going on inside our justice system. There are some exceptions that can be acceptable in very specific circumstances, but total obscurity should not be acceptable.
Media leaders that signed the letter are hoping that the government will take measures in the near future so that such obscure trials never happen again.
Thank you, Ivan. A proposal to form a new political party in Quebec based on Anglophone rights is causing some controversy. The group says it's not looking to cause division with Francophones, only to represent what they see as the more marginalized communities within the province. Matteo Michelli has the story.
The minister responsible for the French language amended his bill to permanently freeze the enrollment of French language cégeps. He also added his provisions for private cégeps to be included in the restriction of his reform and proposed that English-speaking students be required to take 3 courses taught in French, in addition to the second language courses to graduate from college. Also, these new laws are part of Bill 96. These reforms have prompted a new political party to be founded to defend the rights of Anglophones and minority groups. I spoke with Robert Frank, a political commentator, to find out if the new political party is doing a good job representing the English community.
No, not at all. CAQ made very, very interesting promises to Quebec's English speakers. Fortunately, what François Legault did was to make language a key part of his government's policy initiative.
Comments came from all over Quebec. This morning at the National Assembly, it was Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois who had something to say about his new party.
And we'll see who it will attract. But what I was saying is that I think there has always been a small portion of people, you know, in some very hardcore lobbies that have been against pretty much any protection of French in Quebec.
It was Matteo Micheli for Concordia News.
No one was injured after a panel fell from the Ville-Marie tunnel yesterday and hit a vehicle. It happened just after noon. 2 of the 3 eastbound lanes were closed, but were quickly reopened by 2 after crews removed the tile pieces from the road. In an email to CTV News, a transportation ministry spokesperson said the department's priority is the safety of road users. Engineers will evaluate the situation and fix the panel, and if further work is required, the department will act on it. It's not hard to see people complaining about potholes. They're everywhere. Saint-Jacques Streets near Atwater is an example of this problem. Valérie Bayeur joins us live from Saint-Jacques Street. Valérie, it seems like the street is not in the best condition.
That's a correct assumption. From what I can see, there are an enormous amount of potholes on Saint-Jacques Street. I have even hit some myself while driving. But I've asked a few people at a gas station what they think of this problem, and the general consensus is that they are angry and annoyed by this situation. Most of them believe that this problem should be fixed and that the city should stay on top of the damage to everyone's cars, because the damages on their cars probably cost more than it costs the city to fix the potholes.
Last year I had to replace both my axles from hitting gigantic potholes. They're not even holes, they're craters. It happens every year. It doesn't happen in other cities that have the same type of temperatures, and they should fix it properly and not use subpar materials and just do a good job the first time.
Our garage is seeing a rise of customers coming in for reparation due to potholes?
Yes, they are. I spoke with garagist George Dolenheim on Harley Street in NDG, and he told me that there has been an uprising in customers specifically because of potholes.
In the past 3 weeks, the pothole issues has caused a lot of problems for clients. So it's almost 25% of the cars coming in are for flats and blowout because of pothole.
So what should be done to fix this problem?
Well, the first thing would be to fix the potholes. But because of the climate in Montreal, it's not always easy. There's a lot of rain and snow and generally bad climate, which makes it difficult for the workers to get it done. Now, we can't change the weather, but maybe we could work on it during the summer. For the city, like many people have told me, they should help in some way with the damages on people's cars if they can fix the potholes. As of right now, what drivers can do is to slow down while driving, and for the city, it's to upgrade infrastructure in the long term.
Thank you, Valerie. Not everybody's happy when Disney is around. Pointe Claire local councillor Aaron Tedford received abusive and threatening complaints from local residents after the movie production from Naughty Nine left the grassy green island in the middle of the street completely stony. Gravel was laid down to make an improvised parking lot for large trucks and trailers during the film. This may be the last of movies that you'll see at Pointe Claire, as a resident says she would like to see an end to film production there because they have become too disruptive. In the weather later tonight, freezing rain is expected to come down, so beware of those slippery sidewalks. Get your umbrellas out for tomorrow, we'll definitely be seeing rain. But don't be too downcast, we'll have a cozy high of 12 degrees to look forward to. The rest of the week should be an indecisive mix of light, snowfall, and sunshine, a sure sign that spring is almost at our door. That's our news to 1126. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Adrian Gartner.